Jason Derulo, Want to Want Me, Dermot and Dave on Today FM. Talk about baby names. Maria is about a month and a half away from having her baby. Dave says, hey Dave, it's Dave in Cork. As a 37-year-old, Dave, I'd agree with you that it's a good, solid name. Think of a Dave you don't like. Oh, that's right, you can't, because we're all sound. You're right, Dave. You're absolutely right. I don't know an unsound Dave.
What was that Dave t-shirt you had for a while?
I still have it, and it says, what is it?
Some
Daves are better than others. There's a whole company, Dave and Cork, called Daveware. So if you log on to daveware.com, you can just buy t-shirts with Dave puns on them.
Only Daves will find them funny. My wife is due our first baby the 28th of January, says the text. I want to call the baby Max. My surname is Power.
Yes. Remember this?
Then I'd like to legally change my name.
What name would you prefer?
Any of these will be fine.
Hercules Rockefeller. Rembrandt Q. Einstein. Handsome B. Wonderful. I'm going to give you the only name you spelled correctly. From this day forward, your name shall be...
Max Power?
Dynamic, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm not sure you can really do that to a kid.
I totally think you can. But listen, this guy is all about Max Power. How are your dinners? Would you eat 8 eggs, a pound of mince, 450 grams of chicken and a large steak every single day? Just to maintain your shape. This man does. He's from Limerick and we're terrified of him. His name is Patrick O'Dwyer and he is Ireland's strongest man. How are you, Patrick?
I'm good. How are you keeping?
Good.
First thing I'd like to say is congratulations, because we were talking about you the other day on the show when you were in, was it Ukraine?
Uzbekistan,
sorry, yes. And you won the deadlift competition.
Yeah.
What was the weight you lifted?
The weight was, it was over half a ton. It was 520 kilos.
Half a ton? You lifted up off the ground.
Yeah.
And you were only 4 kilos off the world record.
Yeah, just 4 kilos shy of the world record. But like, I probably could have attempted this, and I'm not sure if I got it maybe I would. But
right.
That event alone went on for 2 hours.
Oh,
so like, I was going into even to that last lift, like I was saying there a while ago, and the Ukrainian guy had missed it, and the big Russian guy had missed it. Like,
right.
The big Russian guy, he's not an average big Russian guy. He was 6'9". He was in around 28 stone.
Jeepers.
So he was a monster.
Because what are you? What height are you?
I'm about 6'2", and I'm in around the 22 stone mark.
Jeepers.
So I'm light in...
In strongman terms, you're
strongman
light.
Strongman terms, I'm very light, yeah.
Wow.
But yeah, see, that's what you're looking at. But they'd all failed it, because that kind of spurred me on even more to get it.
And then what was the lift like?
Yeah.
So I strapped onto this, and I kind of shouted and roared, and just kind of get myself in that zone. And I caught it, and I pulled it up. And I locked it out and I started laughing then into the crowd.
And what gave you the edge, do you think? How come, if you weren't as big and as heavy as these guys, how come you were able to lift it?
I suppose madness is a lot to do with it.
It has to be.
Yeah, how much of it is psychological when you're doing that?
I think there's a lot of it physical, but the main thing with strength training and most of what I do is all mental. You need to be kind of half crazy and... You'd need to have the right mindset to do these things.
Mm.
Like if, for argument's sake, if we got onto the car park now and I ask you to lift your car off the ground, initially your first thought that's going to come to you is, I can't do that.
Yeah.
But my initial thought to me is, I'm going to do it and I wonder how many times I'm going to do it.
Right.
You know, it's all mindset, you know.
And do you find that helps in other areas of your life, that you can apply the same thought dynamics to, you know, different areas?
Yeah, it does. Yeah, you can apply that thought dynamics to everything. It's all about believing yourself and your capabilities.
Mm.
And I fully believe, like, when I went up to that 520, I wasn't letting go of that bar until I got it locked out and got the signal to put it down.
So talk to us about your daily routine then. Do you have to wake up really early in the middle of the night to start getting the calories into you?
I do. It depends on where I am with the cycle of training. If I'm trying to see when I'm coming up to the heavier competitions, particularly if there's a truck pull coming up, I need that extra weight, so I'm going to try reach up to about 10,000 calories a day.
10,000?
Yeah, 10,000, yeah.
Jeepers.
That alone, like everything else, I love doing. I love the training, I love the competition. It's the eating, it's harder.
I've seen that on programs about strongmen and professional kind of weightlifters, that they say that it is, that the eating is just so tough.
Because you're not hungry, you obviously can't create a hunger for that amount of calories.
No, I haven't been hungry for 5 years.
But does your body though, like, okay, you're not physically hungry, but does your body need that? Like, if you stop, if you just ate when you were hungry, like, you wouldn't feel right though, would you?
I wouldn't. Plus, I'd lose my size.
Yeah.
Like, before I started training back when I was 21, and even at that stage, like, my natural weight was 11 stone, 11 or 12 stone, and that's what I started out with. And then I kind of fell in love with the training straight away and started eating, and then I started teaching myself and learning all about it and how to put on weight and proper strength training. And that's when I kind of, like, I was training with a couple of friends only in the gym. And within a couple of months, I was way stronger than him.
I was going to say, how do you go from like, okay, I'm 21, I'm 11 stone, I'm going to start training, to competing on a world stage as a strongman? Like, that, what's that journey?
It's good most of the time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of sacrifices to be made. Like, I can't go to drinking every weekend. Even coming to come to Christmas, I can't do much because I've Britain's Strongest Man at the in the January. So I'd be training all through Christmas. I maybe have one night where I'll kind of might have a few drinks and that's it. Everything else has to be kind of building up to that.
So tell us, okay, this competition's coming up. So what is your training like? So let's start with the food. So what is your average day of eating look like?
My average day of eating now at the minute, because I cycle everything, you can't just go full on for everything for 12 weeks. So it has to be ramped up at a gradual stage. So I'll start off maybe 6,000 to 7,000 calories a day, and I'll eventually reach up to about 10,000 calories a day.
So what does that look like in terms of food? Like, what are you having for breakfast?
At the minute now, for breakfast, I'm just having 200 grams of oats. I'll have the protein milk, 2 scoops of protein, 2 tablespoons of coconut oil, and I'll add in small bits of like chia seed and stuff like that. So it's like, I don't use a normal bowl. I have to use a fruit bowl to eat my breakfast.
Yeah, right. And what's the coconut oil about? What does that do for you?
Oils. Good first thing in the morning. Yeah, the good fats. Yeah.
Okay.
I need those good oils.
So what's lunch?
After that, then I'll have, because we'll say in the last 6 weeks now, I'll ramp it up to 10,000 calories.
So say at the peak of your training, what are you eating for lunch? So
after that bowl of porridge, I'll have a raw egg shake straight away.
Raw egg shake.
Yeah. How many eggs in that?
There'll be 7 or 8 eggs in it.
I can't imagine that's pleasant.
It's not too bad. You get used to it.
Well, that's that famous scene from the Rocky movies back in the 80s when he was cracking the eggs and going, oh, but he was drinking it down to get his training done.
Yeah. That's what I think of. I just close my eyes and think I'm Rocky.
Yeah. So you shake straight away then after the breakfast?
Yeah, straight away. So even with my breakfast time, I'm hitting around the 1,500 calories.
Right.
About that. But I blend that with chocolate now. I don't blend it in just because that's rotten.
Yeah.
So I just mix in a bit of chocolate milk and then just scull it back after that. I'll go for a large fry. I'll put it in somewhere. I'll just have a large fry somewhere.
Right.
Because I'll make sure, like, if you're going to hit 10,000 calories,
you've got to get it.
It's impossible hitting it with clean food.
Yeah.
So you have to have some of the dirty food too. So that'll be meal two.
We haven't even hit lunch yet, have we?
No, this is brunch run at best.
That's in around 10 or 11 o'clock.
Right.
So I'll have my lunch then around 1 o'clock. It'll be about a pound of mince. Now that can vary. I'll either get, depending if I get the meat, I'll use venison or I'll use horse meat. And I'll mix that with.
Where do you get horse meat?
From butchers.
I eat from a horse.
From a horse.
Come on.
Zing.
Ireland's zingest man, not just strongest. Is it your local butcher kind of thing? I've never seen it on offer in a supermarket.
Not really. It's there's an abattoir open near us and a guy walking in there and they dropped him up and send him out to friends.
Right.
Yeah, because I know I'm getting hungry just thinking about it. Just calling into my local abattoir and asking for some horse.
Okay, yeah, so you'll do that or venison, is it?
Yeah. Big drumstick.
Yeah, yeah.
Go in the back there, help yourself.
Okay, so horse or venison?
Horse, venison, or beef.
And are they good sources of protein? Is that why you're eating them?
The best protein is venison or horse meat because it's a far better cut of meat altogether. Mm. There's less saturated fat in it, there's more protein, there's more amino acid profile in it. So I'll use them if I can. If you ate that for 2 weeks every day, you'd even notice it yourself after.
Right, okay.
It's really that good because you are what you eat, literally.
Yeah.
And I'm a full believer in that. If you change it around and if you start to do what I'm doing, even in smaller quantities of eating 5 times a day,
you'd
see a massive difference in 12 months' time.
Right.
But that'll be around 1 o'clock. I'll have about 200 grams of pasta with that and a veg. So that's the third meal. The fourth meal is a light one because it's kind of in an hour before training, so it'll be like a protein bar, probably a shake, some fruit and nuts.
Right.
So I'm not going into the gym. Falling asleep. During training then, I will have a shake. It's a ProFarm Nutrition Shake. It's amino acids.
Right.
Creatine. And I'll have a 2 litre bottle of Coke just to keep the sugar levels up high.
Right, okay.
So
that's
my training sessions go on for between 3 hours and 4 hours.
Cheap. And are you lifting heavy weights and training?
Heavy,
is it?
Yeah.
And are you're holding down a job while you're doing this?
Yeah, I have to, because I fund it myself.
What's your job?
Driving a truck.
Okay. You must do a lot of hours a week though, do you?
A truck driving 50, 60 hours a week.
And you're fitting the training in around that?
Yeah. So I finish work around 5 or 6 o'clock, drive straight to the gym after that, and I'm training there for about 3 hours.
Where's your gym?
The bodybuilding in Raheen in Limerick.
Okay.
So the depot where I work is in Patrickswell, so it's not too far away. So I drive in there, I spend 3 hours training, and then I go back home, have my meal, then cook my lunch for tomorrow, and then have my last meal.
Are you single? I just wonder, like, you know, when people take on training of triathlons or anything like that, anything that's quite intensive, it can cause a strain at home because you're just, it just takes up so much of your time.
It does, yeah. But no, I'm going out with a girl, Lena.
Okay.
And she's backs me all the way through. She helps me, like, and she's just happens to be a good cook and a baker as well.
Happy days.
Yeah, so it's good. Yeah, she cooks.
She worked down the abattoir.
No, she works in the salon.
Now, come here. We're running out of time, so we've got to be quick here. But, like, the England's Strongest Man, Britain's Strongest Man, is a very prestigious competition. It's a tough one to win that.
It is very tough to win that because, like, the top 10 are there in Britain's Strongest Man are generally the top 10 in the world,
right?
Because Britain takes the strongmen to a different level.
Yeah,
like you've Eddie Hall, who's number one in Britain at the minute, and he's also the world's strongest man.
Right.
Eddie Hall is the same height as me, and he's about 10 stone and me. He's 32 stone.
My God,
he's around 31, 32 stone.
And he's 6'2".
And he's 6'2". Yeah.
And in the future, right? Like, will you bulk down? Will you, like, when you're retired from strongman competition, will you start eating less and trying to lose your size to continue the rest of your life, or will you always just be this big now?
And what age will you have to soon?
Well, I imagine I have to soon, but I'm 31 now, so I'm kind of young in terms of strength training. Like, say they reckon you peak in around 36, 37 with strength training. So I have a good 5 or 6 years, touch wood, that I don't get injured now. But eventually I'll have to taper it down. I'll have to bring it down to maybe 15, 16 stone. Like, you can't physically go around like this forever because it's too much of a strain.
Too much strain in the body.
Your organs, your heart, everything else, you know. So eventually I'll have to give it up and go swimming or something.
Well, you're a very impressive human, a sound man, and we're really proud of you doing, you're representing Ireland so well. It's over in Uzbekistan, almost breaking world records for deadlifts. And so January is the Britain's Strongest Man competition.
In the January is Britain's Strongest Man, but on tonight now, actually, on Channel 5 is UK Strongest Man final.
Oh, yeah.
It's on at 7 o'clock if you want to tune in and see.
Are you in that?
I'm in that, yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
Come on.
So if you want to tune in and look at that, it's going to look at what I do.
7 p.m. Brilliant. That's great. Well, Patrick O'Dwyer, Pau O'Dwyer, thanks a million for coming in on to us.
Thanks, you.
And best luck in January. We'll catch up with you in and around the time you're going over to see how the training's gone between now and January.
I'll call in again, sure. Yeah. I'll bring some arse meat.
Do you? I'd love to try some, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to just have a quick arm wrestle now. And, I can take him.
087-4100-102 for your text today. Your chance to win some cash, but actually, look at it, isn't that it on the way?
This
go on.
This is my arm, not a chicken wing, right?